You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The statistics about poverty in the Syracuse City School District are well known, but students' needs and the effects of poverty aren't always completely understood. Reggie Kelly started Rise Above Poverty to bring greater awareness to the basic necessities students don't have and the stigma they face for not having those items. I talked with Reggie Kelly about how he's trying to change the narrative around student need. When Reggie Kelly read an article in 2017 about poverty rates in the Syracuse City School District, it felt like it was a call to action.
1 out of 10 students in the district, according to this 2017 study, was homeless, and that equals to about 2,560 students. And the school that they mentioned specifically in the article, Danforth, their homeless percentage rate was about 11 to 12%, but their poverty levels was 75%. And so after reading the article, I read it once, I read it twice, and I said to my wife, I think God wants me to do something about this.
So Kelly put together a small team of volunteers and created Rise Above Poverty, an organization focused on making hygiene and clothing items available to students. To find out exactly what they needed, Kelly went to schools and talked with caseworkers. And since they've started donating specific items to schools, the caseworkers have told Kelly that there have been some changes in attitude.
Danforth shared with me is their gym teacher came in. I met him, I think, in December of last year. And he goes, thanks to you, we have a higher percentage of students partaking gym class. He goes, because now when they don't have socks, they just come into my office and I just toss them a pair. And it's no longer a stigma where people are embarrassed to, because so many of them come to my office to get socks that no one thinks anything about it.
Social psychologists tend to use the word stigma to refer to a characteristic that someone has that's devalued enough in their social environment that it leads people to question their value as a person. In other words, it's something about you that people don't like.
Sarah Burke is a psychology professor at Syracuse University. She says much of the feelings of embarrassment and self-blame come from the idea in America that class is an easy thing to change.
A lot of Americans tend to believe that money is a malleable characteristic, that it's easy for people to change their behavior in order to change their socioeconomic standing. Now, those beliefs are by and large false. Class mobility is very difficult.
A 2018 study from New York University found that children whose parents have high-status jobs are much more likely to get high-status jobs themselves. Many social scientists argue that class is not entirely self-determined. And Burke says these kids are facing stereotypes that they don't have control over, and these stereotypes have consequences.
There's evidence that being aware that a negative stereotype about your group is relevant to a situation that you're in can distract from your ability to concentrate on the thing that you're trying to do.
Removing those distractions is one of Reggie Kelly and Rise Above Poverty's ultimate goals.
So we want to kind of take that away from the students, that burden where they're focusing on, you know, what I'm going to wear today to go to school, and focus on, okay, what am I going to school to learn today in math class or history, et cetera, et cetera. So we wanted to take that burden away from them.
Kelly adds that they are always looking for volunteers and would like to expand to address mental health with the assistance of trained professionals.
We understand that you do have to be professionally trained to address that issue. So we are looking for some medical health professionals to help us in that area, because we do want to expand our outreach.
In a Facebook post, Rise Above Poverty says they dropped off over 1,700 pairs of underwear at Delaware Academy on Thursday. Their next event will be in June. Katie Zolkowski, WAER News. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.